Welcome to The Yarn, a school library journal production. I'm Colby Sharp. Today on the show, we have graphic novelist Aaron Nell Steinke here to talk about the latest book in his Mr. Wolf series, Mr. Wolf's Class, Snow Day. I love this book. I love snow days. I loved talking to Aaron. In this episode, he'll talk about the newest book. He'll talk about why all of the students in Mr. Wolf's class are animals, and he will share what it's like for him to create one of these beautiful graphic novels. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you enjoy our conversation. Aaron, tell me about the Mr. Wolf series.
So Mr. Wolf's Class is a graphic novel series that takes place in a fourth grade classroom. There's Mr. Wolf, who is the teacher of the students, and he looks like a wolf, but actually he's modeled on me. So a lot of what happens in the classroom is kind of based on my experience is like as a classroom teacher, even though I get to like kind of heighten things and make it a little bit more silly and more cartoony. And even though it's called Mr. Wolf's Class, it's kind of about the students in his classroom. So it's a kind of more of an ensemble, you know, kind of like my favorite TV shows are ones where different characters will come in and out of focus throughout the story, or I think of each book as kind of like an episode where each book is going to highlight different characters in the classroom. And yeah, it's about friendships. It's about laughing and having a good time. It's about getting kids excited about reading. That's one of my favorite things about making books is getting kids hooked on reading. So whenever I hear from, you know, parents or educators who say, you know, their student or child has been, you know, reading this book and they never wanted to read a book before, it's that thrills me to no end. Well, I've been a cartoonist for about 15 plus years, and I've been a teacher for about 10 years. And once I became a teacher, as you know, there's not a lot of time for other things in your life. And cartooning was always something that I was trying to make a career, but it didn't really happen until I became a teacher. So these two things happened at once. And I found myself a little bit short of ideas. And you know, when you write a fiction story, it oftentimes takes a lot of time. For me, at least, I have to write draft after draft. And what I had in front of me, though, was autobiographical stories of being a teacher. And I had kind of come from the tradition of doing autobio comics, personal narrative comics. And so I decided, you know, I'd just make a comic strip about being a teacher in the classroom. And that's how the Mr. Wolf comics started. And that predates Mr. Wolf's Class. So I spent about 5 years drawing slice of life comics about the life of a classroom teacher. And, you know, they would just be a comic strip. So there's no book length arc. It's not, it wasn't, you wouldn't call it a graphic novel. But they were just funny, silly things that happened in the classroom, or, you know, more serious things. If I was feeling upset about a conference with a parent, you know, I could write about that and I could express myself. And my audience was primarily, I thought, other teachers, but I had this desire in me. I couldn't not share it with my students. So I would often photograph those comics and I would cut out the word balloons and I would share them with my students, kind of like a social story in a way. And the kids could kind of figure out what was happening, and, or they would put their own spin on what was happening. And I didn't want my students to know who was who. So that's another reason why I started drawing them as animal characters, these anthropomorphic characters, like, you know, instead of drawing myself as me, I drew myself as a wolf, as a way to, you know, both shield me from like the public, you know, so, and also protect my students. So they wouldn't be revealed as the student in the story. And then when I did the book, I started making everything more fiction. I realized I had to go beyond the everyday life antics of a classroom and make it more of a plot-driven story. My first published work was self-published in about 2006, and that was when I was making mini comics and I got some grants. And over the years, I just kind of developed a network of friends in the comics industry. My first professionally published book was published by some friends of mine called Neptune, and it was not self-published, but small press. And after that, I did another one, and then I did another one. My first two, I guess, broader, more widely available books were by Blue Apple Books. They had an early reader series that was kind of similar to Toon Books. And then I published a book with First Second. My wife and I did a book together called The Zoo Box. And we ended up winning some awards for that book, and that was kind of unexpected. And, you know, one of the things about awards, at least within comics, it wasn't like I was going to make a lot of money with the award, but it did give me a little clout and a little bit of confidence. And so when I was ready with Mr. Wolf's class, I had two publishers that I was talking to who were interested in publishing it, but I had no agent. And I realized that was the time where I was like, I need to have an agent help me because I don't know what I'm doing. Mr. Wolf's Class Snow Day, the fifth book, is coming out on April 5th. And I'd say it's my best one yet. I'll let the readers decide. But, you know, I gave myself a premise that was very well contained. So there's a blizzard is coming to Hazelwood Elementary School. And Mr. Wolf gets basically trapped inside the school with two of the students who miss their bus ride home because school gets closed early. And, you know, that was the premise I started with. And then I got to, you know, as I'm writing the story, develop more with some of the characters. So the main characters in this one are Abdi and Henry. They're kind of the class athletes. And Abdi, we get to know more about his family life. He's got a brother who's going in for surgery. And so he's got this kind of this weight that he comes to the classroom door with. You know, every day as a teacher, our students come to class and we don't really know what's going on in their home life that's affecting them day to day. And this surgery that Abdi's brother is going to have is definitely affecting him. And Mr. Wolf doesn't know why Abdi is not being responsive to him. Like, you know, he wants to give him a high five at the door, and Abdi, you know, just goes to his desk, puts his hood over his head, and just wants to be left alone. So I like to explore those emotional themes in my books, even though it's, you know, the plot is around, you know, surviving a night at school with your teacher, and it's fun. They get to explore different like rooms they wouldn't normally be in, like the staff lounge. They have popcorn and stuff like that. But I don't want to ruin it for the reader. There's other things that happen in it. But it's my goal with all my books is I want the reader to pick up the book. And I don't want them to stop. Like I want them to turn the page and move from panel to panel and want to keep going.
Now, how many do you plan on like writing Mr. Wolf's forever? Or do you plan on trying something else? Or do you have like a certain number? Because you're with it being set in a school with students, you really could write like a million of them. I never run out of ideas.
Yeah, I would like to write a million of them. I don't have a lot beyond, like, I have an idea for a sixth book, but, you know, I have to kind of play it by ear. I feel like the book series is gaining momentum. Like, you know, no one knew what it was when it first came out, but it seems like it's kids really like it, and they share it with each other, and it feels like it's the kind of series that gains followers and gains readers over the years. So I'm hopeful that I can do more.
You talked about how long it takes you a long time, lots of drafts. Can you talk about, like, from the beginning to the end, what it's looks like for you creating a graphic novel?
Yeah, it's different with each project, but I would say the thing with Mr. Wolf's Class is I had a lot of development happening with those comic strips that I made that I didn't with, let's say, my new project that I'm working on. And that was really, really valuable to me when I was ready to pitch the whole project, because I had already invented all these characters. I developed a visual style, and the last part was really writing just a little story, you know, to put those characters in that world. So it really does start with me playing around and creating the characters. So for my new project that I'm working on, I had to spend that time figuring out these characters. And once they come to life, once I've drawn them and I like drawing them and I get to spend time with them, then I can put them in the narrative. And I came to my new project with a narrative already in mind. Like, I really wanted, like, here's the story I want to tell, but I then had to develop the characters. And that was difficult. And I went through probably four different book ideas before my agent thought it, you know, I had a good one that I could sell. With Mr. Wolf's Class, let's say the first book, I had, right, 5 years of experience already drawing characters in the comic strip. And once I wanted to tell the story, like a full graphic novel, the hardest part for me was paring it back and keeping it small. You know, as a teacher, I'm sure you're, you know, used to giving students advice to, you know, work on their, like, small moment stories or watermelon seed stories, where you really try to get them to pare everything down to something very focused and small. And when you want to write a novel, it's like, oh, the sky's the limit. And you try to put everything in there because you have all these great thoughts and ideas, but it doesn't work that way. When you try to put too much into one project, it just fails. It's bound to fail because it's just too big. It's not focused. And people like things that are focused and, you know, have themes, and they have, you know, it needs to be a little, a package that fits well together. You know, you want to, it's a, not a analogy I've used before, but I'm thinking about, like, sushi, you know, or a well-made food dish, you know, it doesn't have all the ingredients. Like, I worked in a pizza restaurant for years and years, and I still have a problem where if I want to make a pizza, I just put everything on it. Like, and I'm vegan. So, like, what I mean is, like, I'll put all the vegetables, you know, but that, like, my wife will go, that's too much. Like, you got to pare it down and make it, you know, figure out the ingredients that go well together and not just put everything on there. And so that's what I had to do. I had to start again from new with my draft, where I actually tore up the first draft. I mean, I recycled it or whatever, because it was just sprawling and it was bad. It was just too much. But once I started from zero, I still had the characters, and then I could start the story again. And I gave myself a parameter. So the very first book, the Mr. Wolf's Class book, I gave myself the parameter that it would be one day, the very first day of school. And having that structure was really key, because before that, it was like, you know, weeks had passed by and there was, like, this big mystery and, like, a student that was missing. And a student does go missing in the book, but it was, like, a much bigger problem. And that was too much. I couldn't handle that.
So, final question, what is your hope for this book and this series?
My hope for Snow Day, just like all the other books in the series, is I hope it inspires kids to read and have fun reading. I, you know, beyond that, I hope it inspires kids to write their own stories. One of my, I guess, the things I thought about when I designed the characters with that, they would be kind of simple enough where, you know, other kids could kind of see how maybe it was constructed and they could draw their own comics which is, I think, one of the huge reasons why Dave Pilkey is so popular, is that his comics inspire kids to want to make comics. And I hope I can do a little bit of that, where, you know, kids get inspired to write their own stories. And I've heard people say too, like, why would you want to read about being in school when you've just been in school all day? But for me, I love reading about things that relate to my own life. So kids have their own experiences in life, and I hope that they write about those as well.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Yarn. Thank you to Aaron for taking the time to chat with me about Mr. Wolf's Class Snow Day. Thank you to Heinemann Publishing for sponsoring this episode. A huge thank you to Philip Stead for creating our theme song. Additional music for this episode comes from the Free Music Archive. And as always, thank you to my co-host, school librarian Travis Yonker, who is almost on spring break. I am recording this on my spring break. Travis, you're so close. You deserve a break, my friend. My name's Colby Sharp. Thanks for listening.